oven does a nice job with that finishing, and you don't get the shrinkage that if you're trying to bring something to, say, medium, or in the case of pork, you want it, pork can be a little bit pink, but if they're fairly thick, you might want to finish in the oven. And you've got your steak or pork or veal, or even if you're doing salmon, seared in the pan like that, you could still make a little wine sauce. You want to pour off any fat that was in there, but you could certainly deglaze with some white wine and lemon juice and parsley and, again, whole butter or even olive oil if you like. Just something to put over. You know, a nice roasted salmon fillets or swordfish or halibut certainly would be a nice main course also. We've got to wind things down here. Nola's coming up next. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, a great weekend. Enjoy Mother's Day, however you're doing it. And stay well. Sheffield signing off. Bodhisattva, would you take me by the hand? Can you show me the shine of your Japan? The sparkle of your China. Can you show me? The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man once called Donald Trump's fixer has reported to a federal correctional facility in upstate New York to serve a 3-year sentence for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and campaign finance crimes. Michael Cohen saying as he entered that he hopes injustice and lies at the helm of our country will be a thing of the past by the time he gets out.
There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
The Pentagon says 2 U.S. warships sailed near Chinese-claimed islands in the South China Sea today to challenge excessive maritime claims by China. And the U.S. has sent a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East to show force to Iran after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by Gaza forces that are allied with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years, the 7th reason is the pay or the salary? The first 6 reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through 5 phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, fundamental, did I just say that? I'm going to leave that in. If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number 1 of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number 2 of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has an 8th great-grandchild. American Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy, her husband Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace earlier today.
A very healthy boy. Mother.
You got to check out door number 1 of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number 2 of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has an 8th great-grandchild. American Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy, her husband Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace earlier today.
A very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's worried that President Trump may not voluntarily step down if he was to lose re-election by a small margin. Pelosi telling the New York Times that Trump may not accept the election results if they are less than overwhelming, and she adds, we have to be prepared for that. The Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee is to vote on Wednesday whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over the entire Mueller report unredacted. Remember to check us out online at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Sports is on the agenda at the White House today. President Trump will honor pro golfer Tiger Woods, as well as the U.S. Military Academy football team. Woods is getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the legendary golfer capping a remarkable comeback from back problems, winning this year's Masters Golf Tournament, the Military Academy's Army Black Knights, earning the Commander-in-Chief's trophy after defeating arch-rival Navy last December. Late actor Luke Perry was buried in an eco-friendly suit made of mushrooms when he was laid to rest in Tennessee earlier this year. On Friday, his daughter Sophie said her father was interred in the biodegradable suit made of mushrooms and other microorganisms, and the company's website says it aids in decomposition, works to neutralize toxins in the body, and transfers nutrients to nearby plant life. And mislabeled frozen meals are being recalled by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. More than 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand are affected by a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice could have milk as an ingredient not listed on the label. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. No food products of this type served at P.F. Chang restaurants are affected. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
oven. Does a nice job with that finishing, and you don't get the shrinkage that if you're trying to bring something to, say, medium, or in the case of pork, you want it. Pork can be a little bit pink, but if they're fairly thick, you might want to finish in the oven. And you've got your steak or pork or veal, or even if you're doing salmon, seared in the pan like that, you could still make a little wine sauce. You want to pour off any fat that was in there, but you could certainly deglaze with some white wine and lemon juice and parsley and, again, whole butter or even olive oil if you like. Just something to put over, you know, a nice roasted salmon fillets or swordfish or halibut. Certainly would be a nice main course also. We've got to wind things down here. We know what's coming up next. And we'll talk to you next week. Have a great week, a great weekend. Enjoy Mother's Day, however you're doing it. And stay well. Chef Bill signing off.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The man once called Donald Trump's fixer has reported to a federal correctional facility in upstate New York to serve a 3-year sentence for tax evasion, lying to Congress, and campaign finance crimes. Michael Cohen saying as he entered that he hopes injustice and lies at the helm of our country will be a thing of the past by the time he gets out.
There still remains much to be told, and I look forward to the day that I can share the truth.
The Pentagon says two U.S. warships sailed near Chinese-claimed islands in the South China Sea today to challenge excessive maritime claims by China. And the U.S. has sent a carrier strike group and bombers to the Middle East to show force to Iran after a series of rocket strikes against Israel by Gaza forces that are allied with Iran. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, guys, Ken here from Income Store. Did you know of the top 10 reasons an employee stays at a company for more than 2 years? The seventh reason is the pay or the salary. The first six reasons have nothing to do with money. Things like they feel part of a team, they know they belong, their voice is heard, they're respected. Also, employees go through 5 phases within a couple days to 6 months of any new position. Excitement, education, reality, doubt, then clarity. Did you know it's a manager's job to walk them to clarity as fast as possible? If you need to know these fundamental principles, If you need to know these fundamental principles, I can't say this. This is awesome. This is like a blooper roll. Hey, you know what? If you need tips and techniques like this to grow your business today, you got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has an 8th great-grandchild. American Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy, her husband, Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace earlier today.
A very healthy boy, mother.
You got to check out door number one of Income Store. If you just need somebody to literally hold your hand and get you to the finish line, check out door number two of IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
Britain's Queen Elizabeth has an 8th great-grandchild. American Meghan Markle has given birth to a baby boy, her husband, Prince Harry, confirming the arrival outside of Windsor Palace earlier today.
A very healthy boy. Mother and baby are doing incredibly well.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's worried that President Trump may not voluntarily step down if he was to lose re-election by a small margin. Pelosi telling the New York Times that Trump may not accept the election results if they are less than overwhelming, and she adds, we have to be prepared for that. The Democrat-controlled House Judiciary Committee is to vote on Wednesday whether to hold Attorney General Bill Barr in contempt of Congress for not turning over the entire Mueller report unredacted. Remember to check us out online at usaradio.com.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
Sports is on the agenda at the White House today. President Trump will honor pro golfer Tiger Woods, as well as the U.S. Military Academy football team. Woods is getting the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the legendary golfer capping a remarkable comeback from back problems, winning this year's Masters Golf Tournament, the Military Academy's Army Black Knights, earning the Commander-in-Chief's trophy after defeating arch-rival Navy last December. Late actor Luke Perry was buried in an eco-friendly suit made of mushrooms when he was laid to rest in Tennessee earlier this year. On Friday, his daughter Sophie said her father was interred in the biodegradable suit made of mushrooms and other microorganisms, and the company's website says it aids in decomposition, works to neutralize toxins in the body, and transfers nutrients to nearby plant life. And mislabeled frozen meals are being recalled by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. More than 2 million pounds of frozen entrees made for the P.F. Chang brand are affected by a mislabeling issue. The brand's home menu chicken pad thai and chicken fried rice could have milk as an ingredient not listed on the label. Milk can produce an allergic reaction in those who are lactose intolerant. No food products of this type served at P.F. Chang restaurants are affected. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
U.S. officials are blaming China for backtracking on commitments in trade negotiations. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer told reporters that the change happened within the...
...at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
That he was not authorized to represent the campaign with the Russian government or any other foreign government.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions facing lawmakers today on Capitol Hill in a new round of questioning regarding his knowledge of Russian contacts made by members of the Trump campaign in the lead-up up to the 2016 presidential election. Sessions next addressed whether he had lied in a past hearing.
I will not accept and reject accusations that I have ever lied.
House Speaker Paul Ryan says Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore should drop out of the special election race in Alabama.
He should step aside. Number one, these allegations are credible. Number two, he should. If he cares about the values and the people he claims to care about, then he should step aside.
Moore is continuing to be dogged by allegations of sexual assault and sexual misconduct involving women that were underage at the time. You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Call now, 800-2468-751, or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code USA.
Confidence in the U.S. job market remains high. USA Radio's Doug Christian reports.
The government jobs report for October shows the U.S. economy rebounding strongly, despite several massive hurricanes. The unemployment rate is down now to 4.1%, the lowest level since 2000. Confidence.